listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. The local economy is set to get a boost as Coonawarra welcomes in the 2023 vintage. Coonawarra Vigneron's Chief Hugh Cox says the Limestone Coast relies heavily on the economic benefits of wine.
It's a really big economic driver, and as a result of that, of course, that creates all our jobs. It effectively gives us all our services in Coonawarra as well. It drives our visitation and people to the cellar doors to come and see us and experience the wine.
More than 4.7 million Australians will receive a boost to their welfare payments from today. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says those on age, disability or carer payments will also benefit.
We'll support those on the age pension, disability support pension and carers payment with an increase of $37.50 a fortnight and singles being at $56 a fortnight.
141 is disappointed with the state of our forests. They say they've seen record amount of rubbish being dumped in our green areas. In the past year, they say they've found abandoned vehicles, general waste, white goods and even a kitchen sink. Gambier Area Supervisor Jeremy Cookson says dumping rubbish is illegal. And the Royal Automobile Association is trying to alleviate the stress of teaching our kids how to drive. They've put together a handbook for supervising drivers which outlines rules and gives recommendations for when it comes to teaching someone to drive. One of the key focus points is around phone usage. They're reminding us that distracting phones can get in the way of helping and supporting learner drivers. First time captaining the Crows ended in disappointment for Robe's own Jordan Dawson yesterday. The side went down by 16 points to GWS. Dawson snagged a behind along with 23 disposals. And Angelo Carousis has won the Formula 500s SA for the third year in a row at the Borderline Speedway. Behind the state title holder in second was Tim Rankin and in third, Dale Sinclair.